I've been speaking on the subject of the last days or the latter days, which the Bible speaks a lot about. I looked up the verses that contain the phrases latter days or last days, and I have spoken on a few of them. We know that God's word is true. God's word does not lie to us. Paul said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous time shall come." Peter says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust." John said, "It is the last time, as you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time." Jude said this, "They told you there should be mockers in the last time, who walk after their own lust, who walk after their own ungodly lust." But with all of this going on, with the perilous times, days of scoffers and mockers, days of people walking after their own lusts, days in which men would not endure sound doctrine, days of the doctrines of devils, in the days of false prophets and false teachers, in the days of Antichrist, many Antichrists. But that's just what's going on the enemy's side of the story. But on God's side of the story, the Word of God has some good news for us. Paul speaks up and says this, "God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made all things." And then, after Paul had written these things, Luke sat down with pen and paper and wrote these words, "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in these last days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and terrible and notable day of the Lord." Can you imagine that? The sun be turned into darkness and the moon into blood? Where did he get this from? He got it from Peter. Where would Peter get such a statement as this? Well, I think he got it from Isaiah and Joel. In Isaiah we read, "Then the moon will be confounded, and the sun ashamed." Joel said, "The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of the Lord." Not only did Peter and Joel speak of this, but the Apostle John spoke of this also in the book of Revelations, the 6th chapter. In verse 12, he said, I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a smoke, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.